Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Betty J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Betty J will leave your body on the floor till the Mona Lisa intersection. Break out the record dome, keep the rings and wars blazing to the dome. Who can't believe the hype, the girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight, keeping other opponents, yeah, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yeah, front and center. If you're scared, so you're scared of still plenty victory. Going strong for the belt, we're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies that were pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make rumor get stomped on.
Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Cedi J, and of course, I am your host of the show. Man, it has definitely been a lot of stuff going down. This is the last show of the week. Man, tired. It's a crazy day today, man, lead up to now. So I'm just glad to be here doing what I love to do so much, which is the show. Shout out to that, shout out to that. Shout out to all the people that listen to the show continuously and the ones that are brand new to the show, listen to it. We appreciate you continue to do what you do. Keep continuing to get the word out there. And so we just continue to get into everyone's ears as much as possible. So there you go. Let y'all know what's getting ready to go down today on the show. Today on the show, we actually got a special guest on the show, the deputy. And he's actually from, I'm on the Dust Spot. Shout out to that. I love the artist album. It show love. They joined the Dust Spot and don't trip about it. I love it. Shout out to that, first of all. Second of all, he has a movement called Global Respect, and he also has his mixtape Global Respect. You can check that out too. You just go to, you actually find him, go to on twitter.com/ The Deputy. That's DADEPUTY, and you can actually find him, and then you can ask him for the link to some of his mixtapes and whatnot, and keep up with him. And we'll also be talking about his single "Go Hard," which is in the running for the best song of 2010 for Life After Dusk. So shout out to that. And the man, pretty much all the guests of the week have been all in the running. So that's crazy, ironic. It just happened to fall into place. I didn't set that up necessarily. It just happened to fall into place. So there you go. We're going to play some music, and then we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Cedi J. Also, wherever the deputy is on the show, you can call in if any questions or show them some love at 347-202-0389. So there you go. Man, you know what? I want to be inspired by that. I got to put my inspirational music on real quick. Let's go ahead and throw on some more Rapture on. And this is his track, Move Over Lucifer. And we're up right back.
Move over, Lucifer. I want you to
came straight up out the gutter. I was saved from hell.
Yeah,
move
yeah, yeah.
Lucifer. I want you straight up out the gutter. I was saved from
Mac
hell.
Mac Town Music. It's your boy.
Move over, Lucifer. I'm more ruthless.
state to state. Yeah, my paper has a lot of weight. If I catch a lot of chase, running a tight race. If you're not talking big money, you're worth small change. Shooting off at arm bridges, don't stand up in my rain. Let the gates wide open, you invited to the pit. Count it on my baseline, beat the drums through my kit. You think that I get ill? Only when I'm sick, man, I'm always ill. Other choices that you pick now, now, now.
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Rare Bree, and when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. What's up?
GPS.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, blind out the bar.
Cool, crazy in the club. I got the snub in the 380 in the club. It's nothing over here, got it jumping over here. Give me $20, you cuffing over there. Yeah, it's butter fresh. I'm cool, bitch. I'm the shit, go get your pooper scooper, bitch. I'm super duper rich, yeah, I'm super duper rich. My money tall, your money short, like a Oompa Loompa, bitch. And I'm grooving with this chick, I got a thing for her. Cause shorty do it crazy like a straight jacket's on her. She drop it down south like she from Florida. She killing it, somebody call a coroner. And my team don't jerk, and we don't get light. All my niggas do the bite, to the left, to the right now.
How low can you go?
Like Ludacris in the club, acting like lunatic.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, blind off the bar, like we don't give a fuck. We get a cuckoo crazy in the club.
Cuckoo crazy.
Mommy on the dance floor, shorty getting dubs, feeling kinda dizzy, got the Henny in my cup. Nigga, why we get a cuckoo crazy in the club?
Cuckoo top bitch, cuckoo crazy. Yo, the whole club crazy.
feeling like a psycho. The Henny got my head spinning like a cyclone. All the women taking pictures on the iPhones. I'm stick deep if I get a rubber mic zone. Yup, I'm so fly with my flashy gas. I be on the radar if you tracking cash. I was in the parking lot trying to stash the mad hat. Bras waving at my car like a taxi cab. I'm going crazy and loony in the club. Champagne popping like a Uzi in a club. I'm usually in a club with a whole lot of ice and cream on me, looking like a smoothie in a club. But check the dance floor, I'm usually on all the dimes. They be working it, booty on overtime. And when it's over, the group just gonna roll with us. We got the birds going cuckoo, no cocoa
puffs. Popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We get cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club. Shorty gets a dub. Feeling kind of dizzy, got the Henny in my cup. Make a we getting cool, 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 crazy in the club.
My niggas hit the club, got it looking like a psych ward. Fresher than the newborn, cool like the ice storm. Yeah, I'm on the dance floor, nigga getting crazy. Shorty grinding on me like she trying to have my baby. Just peep the way she move, hips spinning like a dreidel. Grabbed her by the hips, I'm trying to rock that cradle. I took her to the bar, a few shots of the trunk.
I usually don't do this.
Blame it on the alcohol, don't worry about the price. My niggas got the ball, like K.O. Cruz, my. I treat you like a star, like a but only for the night. And if the mood's right, take her back to the whip, 7:30 all night. I mean, I'm getting right. Yeah, her head tight. Shorty slob nice, 7:30 on the mic. And when I hit the club, all the shorties on they loco shit. I get the club jumping like a pogo stick.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club. Mommy on the dance floor, shorty giving dubs, feeling kinda dizzy, got the Henny in my cup. Nigga, we getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Everybody, it's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio and The Dusk Spot.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddy J on The Dusk Spot.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA in the Dusk Spot. Ceddy J, I see you, man. Yay!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Ceddy J, on Life After Dusk and the Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskhours.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
All right, we are back in the building, back in the building. We are back in the building. All right, man, that was a nice little musical break. That was first song was on board Rapture. That was Move Over Lucifer. And followed by that track was, well, actually one of the tracks is Orin Poles right now, and that was by my boy GPS, and that was Crazy in the Club. So, man, it's a lot of big things going on, which, by the way, is a reminder. Go vote for your favorite song that's on Life After Dusk for 2010. Just simply go to duskhours.ning.com. Go to the hot versus hot mess section under Dusk. Go to the tab, which is Dusk Content. The research tab, go to Hot versus Hot Mess, and that's a blogs. Go there. Actually, a blog is that you go there to vote for your favorite song. Go there, and, man, I'm telling you, it's very simple. Just big ups to everyone that's in, on it. And I wasn't doing top 10, but I said, hey, I do what I want. This is, I do what I want, do it how I want. And so we're going to do a top 12. So y'all be ready for the top 12, and I won't release any results. No one, everyone can ask all day. The results won't be released until December 30th. So I got it quite a while. So get to it, everyone. Show some support to these artists that's really doing their thing and really getting out there networking and whatnot. So we go ahead and do. I see some a special person on the line. We go ahead over up the line with great form. And see, this is him. It's, make sure this is him. That's how I find out. Play this real. Is that the deputy?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
I had to do the sound on this. Let's do a check and make sure that was you.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
All right, man. All right, welcome to the show, man. We're glad to have you.
Appreciate that. I'm glad to be here. You know, I think your show is real nice, man. I listen to it out of town.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, I appreciate you that listen to it. And there's the people who are part of it, the artists like yourself and the models that really, really are behind the magic of making this stuff that's really fall together.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Man, most definitely, man. It's, and then, you know, it's been crazy. We were actually, you know, this kind of put people on game. But actually, you know, we weren't going to do the interview until January. We weren't actually going to do the interview until January. It was going to be like January 15th, I think. And
Yeah,
I know how I am, man. Y'all know the people, some people on here, they get a date, they beg for an early date, and then when it's time to get their date, they don't, you know, all of a sudden they too busy. It's like, okay, that's fine with me. As long as you, when you let me know ahead of time, that gives me time to hit someone else up that want to do their stuff early. And it's like, hey, you don't know, what better time to bring you on now when you're on the the polls right now. So that's the best.
Yeah,
that's a very great time to be on.
No, that shit was real crazy. See, I ain't even know the whole favorite song for 2010 was going to even be happening. That's crazy I had this fell in the place like that.
Oh, man. Yeah, people don't know. People never know what I'm going to do. That's the thing. You never know what's going to come out of this head. And that's just something I figured. You know, a lot of people shout out to all the different award things as far as the SEA and stuff like that. But I figured, you know, why not, or Grammys and stuff too. I was like, why not do somewhere where I get to support any artist, and you do it because the people who are on your show and the music is on your radio station and whatnot every day. Why not do your own thing? Because a lot of people, base their top 10 and stuff off of what they, off the Billboard charts or whatnot. I'm like, why I can't have my own chart? So there we go.
Yeah.
And oh Lord, she's in the chat room. Not that crazy child in the chat room. shout out to my girl, Honey, Goldie, Honey in the chat room. And yeah, y'all be on the lookout because Goldie, Honey's about to come help me take all these airwaves. She's about to bring her show back out, so y'all better be ready, man. Stay on top of y'all toes. It's about to be a crazy massacre. It's about to happen.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do an opening song too.
Oh, so you brought it? Oh, okay, so that's something we gotta talk about then. Okay, so first off, let's get to nitty gritty because people are like, okay. You know, y'all know how I am. I know I gotta talk first. You know how we talk, like friends and whatnot. That's how I'd like to talk to my guests. So now I'm gonna get to the important questions. First one is, how did you actually get started, and why? How did you actually get the name The Deputy?
Let me see. I was in high school, and I went by Chris B, which is actually my real name. Everybody knew me by that. And I remember I was writing something one day. And I can't remember exactly what I was writing, but I just remember that it had something to do with Jeopardy. And so I was, like, coming up with a word that rhymes with that. And, you know, I came up with deputy or whatever. I was like, I've been a deputy or something like that. And people just started calling me that at school or whatever. So my name then became Chris B, the deputy. And then I was talking with a friend one day, and he was like, why don't you drop the Chris B? And at first I really didn't want to, but I did anyway to see, you know, how I liked it and stuff like that, you know. And that was back in 07, so, I mean, it's stuck since then.
And most definitely. And, what's, like, your musical background? Like, what have you been doing, like, leading up to this point that's always led you to do the music?
What have I been doing?
Yes, as far as, like, leading up to this point, like, what all kind of stuff have you been doing? Like, what led you to say, okay, music is something I definitely want to do?
When I was younger, I was a big fan of music, whatever was on the radio, really. And when I first heard Chameleon there, Paul Wall, that In Love With My Money, when I first heard that, it was a rap since then. Ever since then, I've been wanting to do music. I just like the way them niggas was, you know, combining words, and, you know, it was all punchline, and it was tight. It was different. And so ever since then, I've been a fan, and I've been wanting to do music. And let me see. I've just been doing mixtapes, really, ever since. I haven't dropped, like, any kind of albums or anything, but I don't know how many mixtapes I got, but internet-wise, I only got two. And so all the other ones we pushed, like, in the streets and, you know, at my high schools and stuff like that.
Well, definitely, most definitely. And, man, like, as far as, like, with your music, too, like, we're going to lead to that next question, because you brought something up, like, about right before we started. You were talking about you're actually doing the intro song for Goldie's show gearing come up. How did you actually get into that?
She just hit me up and was like, she wanted me to, she said she's starting up her show again. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, she wanted me to do an intro for it. And I was like, all right, you know, so I was like, I thought I'd take care of it. I'm working on it now, so I should be giving it to her pretty soon.
Okay. I told you too. I said I need to be shopping around for a new intro. I need something a little bit more toned down. I sound so mean. Like, they ain't me rapping, by the way. Shout out to my boy Rapture, great friend of the show. He produced the beat. He did all that stuff, and he wrote it, and he rapped and everything. But I'm like, dang, I started to sound kind of mean, because he's Life at the Dust, move, get weird, get stomped on. Everybody like, he mean, get stomped on. I mean, I go in every Monday, but dang, I ain't trying to stump for y'all. It's not hard. Dang, it sounds like I'm about to just, like, cave your people's face to the ground, so... Man, I'll be shopping around too, man. So don't be surprised you get asked to do something twice.
So it's all good. The more, the better.
Most definitely, man. As far as the view too, man, it's like, as far as, like, comparing yourself to other people in the Texas area or whatnot, what would you say? Especially, I'm zeroing in even more on the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Mm-hmm.
What say, as far as, like, your style, how it kind of still has a little bit of the flavor of Texas versus you kind of do your own thing? How did you get into that lane, and how would you compare yourself in your own words?
It took me a long time to get into my own lane because, like I said, when I first started, you know, it was because of listening to the Chameleon and stuff like that. So my first couple of tapes, I sound just like them. Like, I remember I was playing my homie one of my old tapes. I think it was, like, my second mixtape. I played it for him, and he thought it was, like, some old Camille, and I was like, nah, that's me. And he was like, man, you sound just like him. And so, like, it took me a while to get into my own lane. Like, first I was sounding like him, and then, you know, I was getting away from it a little bit, and then I started sounding like Wayne a little bit. You know, I got away from that, and it really was just is working on my craft day in and day out, constantly being in the studio, you know, coming up with new rhyme schemes and, you know, put my own swag on things and stuff like that. So, I mean, I feel like now I'm finally where I want to be. Like, even with the last tape, I don't think I was as original as I should have been. And so now I feel like I'm finally where I want to be. And as far as comparisons, I don't really see any because, you know, everybody in the area is on more of a party-type club thing. I don't really know anybody from the area that just focus on, like, lyrics. Like, I barely hear any people that, you know, say anything to catch my ear. And so, like, I don't really do that at all. I don't make too much club music or party music. But, yeah, I just focus on lyrics. And I think my fans now, they know, like, that I'm there lyrically. So now it's just, you know, banging out hit songs and stuff like that. So that's all I focus on.
Now, now the top of something we're about to play in a few because people probably haven't heard it. If you haven't heard it, you've been on the moon or something, but you still ain't heard it. But let's talk about your track Go Hard, man, which, first of all, you were saying how you really don't make party songs, but this song, it goes back to those things where it's a song you can definitely dance to and you can really get crunk to, but
yeah,
it's like you're trying to... But you're laying lyrical content on top of it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like when you were getting ready to write it and you go into the studio or whatnot, what was, like, your thought process going into this song?
Actually, that was the last song I did for Andrew Tom, my last tape. And I just needed something to, like, spice it up, you know, something that people can really feel, something energetic or whatever. I didn't even look at it as no party record until I got completely done with it. Me, I just thought of it as something that I need to, you know, kill, you know, lyrically. And so I did two verses at first, and I was letting people hear it, and I let my brother hear it, and he was like, oh, you need a third one. You need a third verse because, you know, I was expecting a third verse or whatever. So I went back into the studio, did the third, and it came out pretty good, came out real good. Everybody was liking it, and that was, like, the last song I did for Andrew Town.
Right. And I mean, this is definitely a song that as soon as I heard it, I was like, okay. And the beat was going, I was like, and then you can't flow. I was like, hold on. You know, you thought some people want to be really corny when they get ready to rap on a song like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially in the ever area, you know, you're listening, you go, hold on, he's from what area again? And then you had to reroute yourself again and say, hold on, he's from what area again? Like, you still keep asking, so they're like, there's no way.
He's from the
area.
In Cali or something.
Right. And it was just crazy. Like, I mean, y'all really picked, and who actually did the beat, by the way? Like, who did the production on that track?
Matter of fact, it's by Jaleel Beats, but it's not my record though. It's somebody else's record. I think it's a Red
right.
Cafe, somebody from New York or something like that.
Oh, okay, I'm very familiar with Red Cafe.
And yeah,
that was my
yeah,
first time hearing that. I hadn't heard that before until that was the first time I heard that beat. Though I was like.
That's my first time hearing it either. I still haven't heard the original song.
I was like, "Crunk!" I was like, hold on, man. I was live. All right, so without further ado, y'all, I'm go ahead and play this. Yeah, if y'all haven't, like I said, you haven't heard it on Life at Dusk 24/7, or you haven't heard it on here, which I play on here at least once a week. So if you still haven't heard it on here, you need to go find. Go get that cave you need or whatnot and start listening to Life at the Dusk. Here we go. This is my boy, the deputy. This is Go Hard.
Isn't that kind of hard? Isn't that kind of hard?
We're right back, everyone.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. I go by the deputy,
hey.
Right?
Yellow beat.
And I go hard. You can ask anybody in the field.
tell your deputy been ill. Better do your research, host stem cell. You lame rappers out of time, Denzel, pocket protector. I carry my pen well. Some of y'all just dumb. Radio, not the movie. I'm talking the radio. I say rap every time. You been last, the real hero. You just in the gym class. Do me a favor, don't say that you're better. This ain't what you want, like an IRS letter. Keep it simple. Born late 80s, man, I just wanna slide in a ride with a lady friend. Long stroke, I know what I'm doing. Got a long boat, she think we canoeing. I serve rappers, nah, I ain't suing. The top is a closet, I swear it's a shoe in.
And I go hard,
y'all keep dancing and doing the jerk. I'ma get ransom from doing this work. She say I'm handsome, oh you is a flirt. So I beg bitches, do need a murk. I speak the truth, which usually hurt. 16's hot boy at a juvie and hurt. Put on for the city, who doing it first? Baby be a doll by losing your first. Tonight I'm stepping out, we bringing the party in. GR is us, take it in. You don't want a gift spot, I take it in. This a competition, I ain't trying to make a friend. I killed this shit, who can touch mine? No comedian, but I always punchline. And I hear my style all in your flow. Nigga, I'm your idol, I know. Motherfucker, and I go hard. Everything, I be killing everything. Unstable, you don't know what this man will bring. To the game, I'm committed like a wedding ring. Pocket full of green, blow it like Mary Jane. Open your eyes, limit your ears, use that word of mouth. Bad bitch, and she know how to work her mouth. I do it my way, you don't like it, take a different route. I ain't Wayne, but got dedication in a drought. Something you can't see through like cornfields. I keep it 100, so real, I ain't got a build. I send lyrical bullets that'll make them yield. Nick Fury, lames wish they had a shield. Uh-oh, yeah, I go hard cause I say so. Soon I'ma rock the nation like J. Cole. Who that, who that? Bitch, I got that flame. And I bet your bitch know my name. Yes.
And I go hard. 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 You can ask the hoe. And I go hard. You can ask the hoe. And I go hard. You can ask the hoe. And I go hard. You can ask the hoe.
Hey, man. All it is motherfucking global respect. GR, nigga. I just thought I'd give y'all a little sample. I'm not cocky nor conceited neither. If you're thinking that. Yeah. On to the next one.
We're back. Y'all know what that means. The Jersey Spring crowd makes a visit. Y'all know what that means. It's time for the crazy mode. That's crazy questions of the day on Life of the Dust, man. So I hope you're ready, Chris. I hope you're ready on the WCZ. I'm going to call you by your real name.
Yeah, y'all going to call me my government, man.
I was like, woo! Okay, but anyways, like I said, we're gonna ask you some crazy questions, man. So most definitely, you be on your toes. You never know what's gonna come out of my mouth.
Well, all
right. People know most of stuff is gonna come out of my mouth. They'll never know. All right, so first question, and this one's often really crazy one. What, as far as like in the industry, I usually ask people who they think are the best. I'm about to flip it around for once. Who do you think are the worst
in the industry?
And it's not that you necessarily, yes, who you think are the worst in the industry and why? Because people, when we give you an explanation why, then people understand and go, oh, he's just hating. We all got our own certain taste of music. We're going to take it there. And we're going to take it, keep it extra 100 today.
Yeah. It's a lot of them. off the top, I just probably have to say Lil B. I don't really understand him at all. I don't understand why people like him. I took some chances and listened to some of the stuff he said, and it's just, I just don't understand.
Because he's a world, if you're a world star hip hop, everything makes sense.
Yeah. Man, that shit crazy. But yeah, he's one of them. I don't really think Soulja is good. Soulja Boy, I don't really think he's good.
You see, this second title this week I talked about him. His CD flopped so hard that I thought he was selling rubber. That was that bouncing on wall. You be going from wall to wall, just bouncing off over and over. I was like, dang, man.
Yeah, that was pathetic.
And so and somebody had me rolling this. They said he got 2 million. He got over 2 million followers, and he sold 13,000 CDs. What they do that?
Yeah, that don't make no sense at all.
I got 2 million followers, and I'm gonna tell people. This is what I tell people: if you ain't got a lot of followers, you got a lot of followers, but you ain't got a lot of followers. Don't be discouraged, because they don't always mean anything.
Yeah,
that doesn't always mean. Those numbers will always be add up to where people are buying and the sales that go along.
By the way, I'm
sad to say, everyone, Nicki Minaj has passed up Kanye West and album sales now.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. All right, so hold on. I'll let you have the hook on number three. But I definitely, and some of those roasters, I was saying, so he laughed at you because you said Soldier Man. Instead of Soldier Boy. Soldier. Oh, man. Like, if you get, I mean, like, we're like, we're going to keep it real because people be, always want to say, I'm hating. Nah, real talk. Like, he has catchy songs. Like, a lot of stuff is catchy. But for me to sit there and say, oh, my God, he is the best dude on earth. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And the
trash that he talked, instead of being a humble mind, and that's what I'm telling people, there's nothing wrong with being a little cocky. But when you're not humble, when you are completely cocky and there's no humility to it at all, your album sales better not be no 13,000.
Yeah, that makes it even worse that he's cocky as he is. And, I mean, the album sales, of course, that was trash. But, I mean, just the stuff he says is garbage at the same time. And, I mean, he doesn't even have the music to back it up.
Right. It was like the first CD, okay. I'm like, you did this in the first CD. Okay, we'll see. And then he brought this, because it's not his third CD. He brought the same thing. He did it again in number two. It was like, okay, you're doing the same crap again. And then he did it again in number three, but even worse. I'm like, okay, dude. You know what they say? Shame on me if you fool me once. Shame on you if you fool me once. Shame on me if you fool me twice. People say, you fool me twice. But shame fool me a third time. They put me double fool. So, yeah, it's just craziness.
Yeah.
So, okay, so hold on. Before I ask some more questions, we got someone on the line. I'm going to open the line for them. All right. I know who this is, too. Caller, you on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
What's good? I already know this is.
You
got
those. Anyway.
Man, I do know who this is, man. RNS, man. RNS on mine.
Whatever. Don't speak on the RNS. Don't speak on it. No. Yeah, how are you doing today, Mr. Deputy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Just listening to the show.
Well, good.
So, I just caught the chime in because I listen to the Dutch music, and I rock with
I like it. Just as much
thank
as I
you,
love my show.
Okay, so I got a question. So, do you have any questions you want to ask him on the air?
Not at the moment. I can't think of any off the top of my head. So.
Okay. As far as the conversation we just had, would you say you agree with his list?
Oh yeah, because I was typing Lil B in the chat room as he was saying it. pretty much, I don't care for Lil B. I don't even care for the pack in general. I don't. Anything FOD really is, you know, shouldn't go past one hit, but, you know, that's marketing nowadays. But, you know, there's a lot of people out here that really suck, but you can't tell them nothing because they at least got their brand right.
Yeah.
Right. But sometimes that brand can go. And at the end of the day, I got to say, it's Beyonce sold more DVDs than everybody.
Yeah, I know. Really. I agree.
At the end of the day.
Like, how do you have more followers than, you know, I'm not going to say the other name I was going to say, but how do you have more followers and everything than somebody? Their DVD sells more than your DVD. I don't get it. You don't even buy DVDs nowadays. No, we red box them, but she happened to go double platinum.
Oh man. Okay. So I got a question for you, Deputy. What do you say is probably, this is one of my favorite questions, the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
I'm trying to think.
I heard some crazy ones this week, so I'm about to brace myself.
Yeah, I heard some crazy ones this week too.
Yesterday was the case for me.
I was like, what?
You did what?
Probably the most embarrassing thing. I remember when I was in elementary, I was like in the fifth grade, I think. And we got a talent show coming up, and my mom made me sing R. Kelly, I Believe I Could Fly, and that shit was horrible. Like, I was all off key and stuff, and it was horrible. But, I think everybody just gave me, like, a standing ovation just to be nice. They're probably like, man, he needs to hear me.
They gave me one of them church things, like,
little music, baby, little music.
They gave one of them little music.
Yeah, but that was pretty embarrassing for me. I was like, man, never again. And it was crazy. It was the next day we had to do it again.
Wow, and it was just as bad as the first?
Oh, yeah, just as worse.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. But y'all already know I can't sing. I ain't gonna y'all gonna hear me at any time say I can sing. I'm so goofy, Bo. And hold on, Lord, somebody told me don't put them on the spot, man. You didn't learn how to act when a real nigga in the room. But okay. So I got another question for you.
No,
as far as like being one of the top twelve people right now, being up for wherever number you'll fall into on the 30th, how does it feel to be all the songs and all the artists to be on that list?
That's a good feeling. Like something that I didn't expect at all, but. I mean, because I don't even think my song been spinned, what am I trying to say, like, for that long, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think you just started doing that not too long ago. So, I mean, for me to be already favorite song of 2010 on your radio show, that's crazy. I feel like a Grammy or something, man.
I know. I'm cooking some of my head. I'm like, what am I going to come up with for you guys? So I thought it was something fun. Like, I thought we'd take a spin on New Year's. That's a day before New Year's Eve. It was like, hey, let's take a spin on it.
Yeah.
And I know New Year's Eve is always just crazy period. So, oh, my.
Yeah.
But what I have to definitely say, man, is that with some, like I said, with the artist that's on there, and like people like yourself, that's a lot of people. And y'all don't understand, a lot of people know my pain. My brother can attest to the most. He hears me tell my pain when I upset I give people. And if some artists that be acting, artists or models or wherever people, they act real stuck up and they be like, oh, I don't have to do this. I'm like, okay. All right. And then they get mad because the people who do this stuff, you know, they get in love and they're like, okay, so why am I not? So now you gonna hate because they doing something that you didn't have the balls to do.
Yeah.
Are you just because? And I don't understand. It's free. I just don't understand. It's free. But if somebody came out right now and told you to pay them, man, pay me $50, man, and I'm gonna get you hot. And then you wonder, dang, hold on now, you supposed to get me hot. And Bay from K104 said the best on, and he says on mixtape, he said, don't pay me money to try to get for me to get you hot. The only way you be paying me to do your mixtape and whatnot is because you're already hot. You just want somebody else to put yourself out there with you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. A lot of people trying to pay these folks all shelter, all this money, and then they walking around because then they extra bitter because now they put all this money out and looking around like, okay, so what happened?
Yeah, I mean, you got it's artists down here that have done and still are doing, you know, paying for full rotation, you know, at the radio stations and stuff, and I guess, you know, if they want it that bad, but I mean, you know, what do you get out of that? You know, if it doesn't work, and then even if it does, I mean, it don't feel like you earned it. You just used your money, you know, to get your song on blast and stuff like that. I mean, it's not really no accomplishment.
Right, and I'm glad that, you know, the amount of people that's actually in the area, it's a lot of people from the area starting to actually listen to the show, a really big number. But one of the great things about it is people don't just listen, aren't just from here. People are from all over the world. They can be from Cali. They could be from Oregon, Jersey, New York, Atlanta, all the places. People from all over the place listen to the show. And, hey, let's give me, we go to the Europe, all over Europe. It's all the place. And maybe we had somebody from Korea on the show the other day. And it just goes to show that, you know, when you don't, I mean, we're all starting to kind of go closer and closer to the internet. And if you notice, some of the big radio stations, they're trying to move in on that, but they still kind of, in a sense, are kind of still lost a little bit because they're trying to come into, they're trying to move what they do into the internet and trying to make that mailed. But some of us who are focused on the internet, we kind of have the upper hand.
Yeah, we got the upper hand. Before, like, you know, regular radios, it's songs that drop on the internet, and you know the radio stations won't get it for, you know, 5-6 days later. You know, we had it before that, so that's like the advantage of the internet, especially like what you were saying about everybody from every different part, you know, tuning into the station or whatever. By the way, I heard that song with that dude from Belgium, the singer. I forgot his name.
No, Karma.
Yeah. That shit was nice, real nice. But
yeah, I know. I was like, what?
Yeah, that shit was hot. But I mean, it just goes to show, like, I mean, the internet is a real big thing. A lot of people that are in the game now blew up because of the internet, you know. And so, I mean, we was talking about Soulja earlier, even though, I mean, he is trash, and, you know, his album didn't do so good. I mean, he still used the internet to his advantage, and that was a pretty smart thing to do, be different.
Right. I think, and like I said, a lot of people, like, obviously, if you're right, make sure you got to hit yourself up in the streets. Yes, you want to hit yourself in the streets, but don't just limit yourself. There's a lot of people. How you think about when you have to hit the streets up, you can't be in every one of those places all at once.
Yeah.
And that's the thing the internet gave us. We don't necessarily, like, even though we have a promotion team necessarily in that city, we can still hit people in within cities because of Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
Like, also, it's good for rappers in many different ways. I mean, because that way you can meet other rappers from other different parts, and, you know, y'all collab on different stuff. Matter of fact, previously I just did a record for a dude named Opposite in the United Kingdom. It's called Get It. He sent me the beat, and I wrote the hook, and then I laid down a verse. And it's doing pretty good over there in London. He was talking about he's getting spinned in some clubs and stuff like that. He's trying to get it to the radio. But, I mean, that just goes to show, I mean, how powerful the internet is if you use it right.
Exactly. And when people start really realizing that, they'll get on board.
Oh, yeah.
I know Erica's, like, in it. A lot of people, I would tell you that there is a difference of artists, of independent artists who are putting their stuff out through the internet and internet artists. There's two different things.
Yeah.
Some people are just trying to get internet coolness, so they just trying to do music just to get fame on Twitter and stuff. But some people are actually serious, and they're putting their music out through these internet social networks and whatnot. Because I hate it when I can tell when someone's trying to be an internet rapper or internet singer or whatnot. You can tell real quick.
Yeah, you can tell the fakers from the people who are actually passionate about it.
And that was why I started, and I need to get back into it hard again. That's why I started doing that Follow Friday project stuff, because I was like, man, I got to take it probably far to a whole other level. I was just getting kind of bored. I was like, some of these people who don't really put the little support. What I don't understand is people say Follow Friday for some people. They're not even following. I don't get it. I'm like, dude, why are you putting me in your Follow Friday? You ain't even following me. That mess don't impress me. And then they feel like they did something, and then you ain't get. And it ain't none of the followers came from them. I'm like, ain't none of the followers came from you. Like, it looks unauthentic because, like, people redo read our timelines. And if it's coming up like, dang, I ain't never seen them hit that person up at one time on Twitter or whatnot. Why should I unfollow them? Or why should I believe they really, truly think you should follow them? So this is what it is, man. 7 minutes of the show, man. Crazy, man. As I said, it's just crazy. I'm glad we got to do it earlier, because I know waiting in the gym is like, it's like sitting right there on a rocking chair waiting. I told you, I got to be quick on the draw, because I'm so, I gotta put this out there again. It was artists that hit me up and they asked. I hate that. Why ask me a question? I answer it for you, and then you sit there and still act stupid. And they're like, oh man, how could I get an interview on your show, man? How could I get my music played on your show, man? And I told them, and then they sat there and they act like Willie Bunny Foo Foo hop through the floors or something. Like, no, you gotta freaking do, you gotta, if you wanna be on this show, you gotta do what all these other artists did. You need to go do the same as that crap. Don't be thinking you gonna get through like you big meats or something. Like some artists are in or on their way to mainstream, but I don't really play mainstream artists, and people really realize that. Like, I play a couple of things here, but you go to Life at Dusk 24/7, you ain't gonna hear it unless it's on Friday through Sunday show, Friday to Sunday mixes, and that's because it's mix shows done by independent DJs. So whatever they mix in is whatever is on there. So I don't be tripping about that. But when you hear regular everyday show and you listen to music and whatnot, and then you listen to stuff all throughout the week, you will not gonna hear it. I'm sorry. And it's because, like, even though all the celebrities that came through, I don't really play that stuff like that. Because I feel that it's great to for them. It's basically a tool of, and I always keep it real, people. A lot of celebrities that come through here, it's not necessarily just, this show's not about just going to go get out celebrities like a lot of shows. It's about the celebrities that come through are a blessing to have because they help bring exposure for the independent artists and models and whatnot that come to the show. That's what it's all about.
Man, that's a real good deal too. A different way for the up and coming artists like me and everybody else on the show, you know, to get extra exposure, like you said. That's a pretty different. I haven't ran across nothing like that before.
Right? They try to copy out something like that. on Sundays. They try to copy you, but hey. It is what it is, man. And because what's so funny is I'm kind of glad. That was the whole point, to push their mindsets to say, okay. But my thing is, why is it? But I still don't really hear a mixture of styles. I'm still kind of hearing the same kind of artists when I hear, I ain't even say the name of the shows they do on Sundays, which I get it. But if y'all ain't here in the area, y'all know what I'm talking about. I hear the same stuff, and I'm like, why do we not have any variety? Like, there are artists out here putting up varieties in this area, and we still aren't playing them. So, yeah, I just have to breathe and digress on that one. But, man, definitely go out, man. First of all, I'll give you shout-outs, and then second of all, let us know how we can hit you up.
Okay, then. First off, just give a shout out to you, man. Appreciate you having me on the show. Shout out to all my Global Respect people, you know, Raisky Baby, Young, First Class, Homeboy Lavish P. You know, that's all the team that I rock with. You know, everybody from my Facebook and everybody from my Twitter. And, yeah, you can hit me up on Twitter at the Deputy, DAEEPUTY, and also YouTube.com/ Chris B the Deputy. That was a majority of my sites right there.
Most definitely, man. And actually, at your blog spot, we can actually get your mixes, your links to your mixtapes and stuff as well, right?
Yeah. Globalrespect.blogspot.com. I got Indie Time right at the top. And let me see. Yeah, you can get it right there. You can go on Hot New Hip Hop and search it.
Okay. Well, man, most definitely, like I said, it's just blessing to see you, man. You know, I can't wait to see how that thing sounds going to be for the
Yeah,
sis.
Yeah.
And, man, y'all know, as the year goes to the close, y'all know me, y'all can hit us up. Check out all the shows. If you miss any of the shows, y'all can go back to dustcowls.ning.com, the Dust Spot, next to them. You can go to iTunes for all you iPhone listeners and all that good stuff. You go to iTunes, search Life at the Dusk, look for the Deputy. You see the show, The Deputy. and you can actually listen to it at your exposure that way as well. So there you go. And that leaves me with my last thing, and that's in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, where there's a J or where there's a U, there's God, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. Special guest, the deputy. Shout out to Goldie Honey for coming through the show, Goofy Bone for coming through, and everyone else is listening via archives or listening, any various other players. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see y'all later, alligator. Oh, got to let y'all know so everyone don't freak out next week. Monday, show comes on at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central instead of 7 o'clock Central. Tuesday, Wednesday, crazy. You know, it's called Life of the Dust. We'll be doing our show in the morning. So we'll be doing 11 o'clock, 11 in the morning, no, 10 in the morning shows. It'd be 10 in the morning. So y'all come check them out. And there you go. So we'll see y'all.